Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back to the show. Our number 1-800-795-9565. Names on the back of the jerseys. Yes. What are your thoughts on that at 1-800-795-9565? Going to be a reality now. And I've had a feeling they were going to go this direction that I knew for sure. I knew for sure on Friday, I think, that they were going to do it. Which is fine. That's why I have, you know, that's why I'm telling you who's sewing them on and things like that, because I know the information. But, yeah, they have the nameplates in and they have the jerseys in. Now it's a question of Karen sewing them on. And she's the one over the years, Karen Caldwell, Spider's wife, that has sewn on all those bowl patches over the years. She says some, like the Rose Bowl one, are easy. They go around in a circle, get it done. Capital One Bowl, a little more of a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, I bet. Especially with the top portion.
Yeah. So, yeah. But she's the one that's always done that. So she now has the job of sewing the nameplates in the back of the Nike jerseys. And then there's the light blue ribbon that's going to be on.
It's not like it's 10 jerseys either.
No, it's 103 right now. So, but you may not agree with it. Yeah, I mean, you want to tell Karen to stop? You can call up and tell us. Our number 1-800-795-9565. And it's the Lenape Solar Hotline, and it is Bonnie in Lewisburg. Hi, Bonnie. Welcome to the show.
How are you? I've been driving around now just doing errands, and I tune in. And my dad was a great football watcher and enthusiast, so maybe I'm calling on his behalf because I'm just learning, basically. I watch television with him. I just want to say that I think the names on the jerseys is a winner. I think it's great for the players' morale. And I also think it says, I'm committed to this school. I'm committed to the fans. I didn't jump ship. And I think that's a good thing. Secondly, I did think, and I had been talking to my husband, that there should be some recognition of the issues that took place on campus. And I was thinking of the blue ribbon idea of some way, shape, or form. So I think that's a good thing. I think any time there's a change, no matter what it be, I think some type of change is good. And if it makes the players feel good, that's great. And some of these kids are still young, and they're still learning. And it also means a lot to the folks, the parents, because, you know, they're sending them to that school, and they want to be proud of the kid that goes to that school, no matter what they're majoring in and what their position is on the football team. But I think it says a lot about the character of the kid. And if I'm not going to remember the kids that left, but I'm going to remember a name of the kid that wanted to stay, be active, and be a team player, because those kids are going to win in the end, and when they graduate from college, from Penn State. That's my comment.
Well, your comment was very well said, and there's nothing I have to add to it because it was articulated so well.
I also want to say to you that I don't listen to the whole show because I'm going out doing errands, but I must say that I'm retired, and it gives me more of an opportunity now to listen and to watch and also read a lot and stick with something. I want to commend you for your character and presence of mind and the positiveness that which you present yourself on air and through this whole routine, because I'm sure since you've been with this school for umpteen million years, it was not an easy thing to go through day after day after day, because it wasn't easy for me to listen to.
Well,
so congratulations on your attitude.
Well, Bonnie, thank you so much, and it's a privilege for me to speak to you while you weed. that's where I'm at my best.
Okay, great. And we'll be cheering all the way. And I did a lot of, when I was working, I was on the road a lot, and I had a lot of contacts in State College with social services. So I know from whence we're all coming from. So anyway, have fun.
Bonnie, thank you so much for your wonderful comments and for your very kind comments to me. I appreciate it very much.
Sure. Say hi to Kevin.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Kevin.
Thank you, Bonnie. Appreciate that.
Bonnie, that was really, really nice. Really nice. Appreciate that. And again, that's what I'm speaking of when I was talking about the casual fan. Bonnie's a fan, but at the same time, she wants to be able to see who it is. And at the same time, she also is right on the mark about, look, there's a name right there. That name is Belton. Belton said yes to Penn State when the rest of the world was swarming him. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. The Lenape Solar Hotline. Go to LenapeSolar.com. We're at the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors is 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Our next stop is Cole Township. Ron is our next caller. Hi, Ron. Thanks for waiting.
Okay. I have a couple questions, but first I approve of the names on the back of jerseys.
Okay, Ron.
Okay. First question is, what is the status of the walk-ons? Did that change with any of these sanctions?
Has not changed. You can have as many walk-ons as possible. In fact, walk-ons will take on greater importance in a 65 scholarship era than it does in an 85 scholarship era. Bill O'Brien will still be able to go to a training camp with 65 scholarships in the 2014 season, but he can still bring 105 players to that training camp, which means 40 of them are going to be walk-ons, as opposed to the 20 who are walk-ons right now. So the walk-ons are going to play an even greater role in Penn State football than ever before because of the 65 scholarship limit that they'll be under in 14, 15, 16, and 17.
Okay. Now, one other question. Say a guy uses up his red shirt, and he's a scholarship player, and he can't play for a whole season. Would that still count as one of the 15 players under scholarship?
Yes, it does. It does count as a player, you know, and I think I know which player you're speaking of. You're talking about a player that tore his ACL,
well,
I believe.
Any player.
Yeah. If that player was recruited as a scholarship player and has a scholarship, they do count one of the 15, yes.
Okay, that's answered. Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, Ron. Appreciate Ron's call on Cole Township. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565, the Lenape Solar Hotline. And, of course, we're at the beautiful Sunbury Motor Studio. And what is a beautiful day today.
You know, I'd like
gorgeous
to,
day out there today.
I'd like to bring up the same exact question you're asking today, what you think about names on the jerseys come October, mid-October, and see if the thought has changed, see if your position changes. Because I think what we have now is one of the things I think Jason was talking about earlier, just can't imagine seeing what the uniform will look like because, you know, we've never seen that before. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the way a lot of people feel is, you know, if you're against the name on the back of the jersey, it's like, well, I just can't picture what it'll look like. You know, I just can't picture what it'll look like seeing these guys run out with the jerseys with names on the backs.
I think once the fans see it, I think it will not take long to get used to it. Because it's not going to take up the entire jersey. It's just a nameplate on the top. I mean, I think that's what I think. Once they see it, they will get used to it.
That's why I say come mid-October, I would love to hear if you're against it right now, if you feel the same way.
And if they're winning.
I don't think anybody will care where the name is.
Because now we're getting all sorts of doom and gloom predictions about how Penn State's going to do this year.
You know, it was funny. A couple of Facebook posts about different Penn State stories that I've read over the last several weeks. One of the people came out and said, you know, I'm not a Penn State fan. I don't root against Penn State. I don't root for Penn State. But I'd really love to see Penn State go undefeated and cause a real big stir in the NCAA.
Well, exactly right. And to be honest with you, you know, before everything started happening here, and you thought that, to be honest with you, I wasn't sure what the NCAA was going to do until suddenly the last week, and all of a sudden I realized in the last week before the sanctions were going to be handed down, they were going to hand down sanctions. Because Penn State, I believe, had exactly, how many was it? Oh, that's right, zero violations. So.
Yeah, I counted them all. There was zero.
Yeah. So that part with the sanctions, again, the part I didn't count on out of all of it, I mean, just never counted on, was the free agency part. Just never counted on it. So that's the part we've been dealing with. Now the names of the back of the jerseys come up, Pat. You know what? Is it a breaking tradition? No doubt about it, it's a breaking tradition. They still have the white helmets? Yeah, they still have the white helmets. And remember, even those changed over the years, too. They used to have numbers on the side of the helmets way back when. John Cappelletti won the Heisman Trophy. They had numbers on the side of the helmets. So it's not completely different. And just to let you know, Kevin, just as a piece of housekeeping.
Yes.
You'll have to let me know when we have a caller.
Okay. Moment. Ken's on the line from Milton right now, actually.
All right. Hi, Ken. Thanks. Welcome to the show.
Hi, fellas. Good afternoon. You know, six, 8 months ago, if anybody would have mentioned amidst everything that was happening that there might be a change to the uniforms, I think I probably would have did a backflip off the Sunbury Bridge. But
gone off the deep end.
Well, you know what? In retrospect, I look back, and I'm thinking now, you know what? If they were going to change anything, if they were going to make a subtle change, I guess putting the names in the back of the uniform would be what I would go for what it's worth. I do approve of it. I don't know, and I don't want to get over-patronizing here with Bill O'Brien. There's just something in the way that he does things, and there are certain decisions that he has seemed to make in light of everything that's gone on that just seemed to rub me the right way. His attitude, the way he has approached this whole thing, I think if there was going to be a time for a change, something as subtle as putting the last name on the back of the uniform, now's the time. I think Bonnie, an earlier caller, brought up some good points. You know, the kids saying, yes, this is my name, and I decide to stay with Penn State. And it's a subtle change. It's not going to, you know, make an influence. It's not going to win or lose a football game in the same manner the traditional uniforms didn't win or lose a football game. But something like that, it puts Bill O'Brien's stamp on this thing. It puts the kids' stamp on this thing. And as I said, at the beginning of the year, if somebody would have mentioned that to me, I would have flipped out. Now, yeah, you know what? Maybe it's time for something like that. And again, I don't know if it's just the way that O'Brien says things, the way that he approaches things, but I feel confident in his leadership and him getting us through this. And I'll go ahead and hang up and let you guys continue. Thanks a lot, gentlemen. You do a great job.
Ken, thank you very much for your call. Our number 1-800-795-9565. We'll come back with more of the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
At Sunbury Motors, the rewards are many. And the regrets? Well, the regrets just don't happen. That's because no matter what vehicle you buy from Sunbury Motor Company, you are guaranteed to be satisfied. Not only when you first get that new or used car, truck, or SUV, but when you have your vehicle serviced, you'll always have the best experience possible from start to finish. Talk about variety being the spice of life? Well, at Sunbury Motor Company, you have the luxury of choosing from all the best brands like Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln. Each and every vehicle comes with awesome service and financing plans that fit your budget and are super easy to afford. You can even submit a financing application online and calculate the value of your trade-in. Ask about Sunbury Motors Tire Rewards Program. Service, parts, body shop, and quick lane too. New or used, the best vehicles come from Sunbury Motor Company. Visit sunburymotors.com to see all their new and used inventory and visit the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury or routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to the show. Our number 1-800-795-9565. Names on the back of the jerseys and a light blue ribbon in support of victims of child abuse. Those will be on the Penn State uniforms starting this year. Your thoughts? It's been interesting to listen to the wide range of opinion of calls this afternoon. We're going to have Walt Moody on today and John Stroh. We're going to push that back until tomorrow because every once in a while, events that you have supersede. So?
Did you tell John that? He's going to be very disappointed.
No, he already
is. He's waiting in the green room right now.
Well, here outside the Sunbury Motor Studio, the green room does have a television and two couches in it.
And some cool refreshing beverages.
No.
Oh, okay.
There are no cool refreshing beverages.
Wow, then you got to get that changed.
All of them are for in here for the final half hour of the show.
I gotcha. All right.
So, but our number is 1-800-795-9565. So you're the fans. You're the ones that pay the money. I think this will be one of those things that once you get to the Navy game, where you've seen one home uniform and one away uniform, you'll probably feel like that's the way it's always been.
Might depend on what font they use.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? That's part I don't know. I talked to Spider last night. Of course, I was in the locker room yesterday. So I talked to Spider last night, and Spider told me that the uniforms were in and the nameplates were in. Now, what the font of the nameplate happens to be, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. I'll have to see for myself, and I have something I have to take care of, so I won't be at practice this afternoon, but I'll be there tomorrow. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565 as we roll on with today's show. The Lenape Solar Hotline has been cooking. And we next go to Millerstown. Hiya, Bob. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you with us.
Hi there.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Okay. I just have a quick comment about the uniforms. I think it's a good idea, but I think I would keep the traditional uniforms, just in case, for some special games down the road. It would be kind of neat to, how some of these teams, they'll go back to their traditional uniforms for maybe one game a year or something like that.
Bob, that is a great idea, Bob. I always used to kid that Penn State was the only team in the country that always played with throwback uniforms. So you know what, Bob? Bob, that is a great idea. A great idea.
So, but I certainly support getting the names on there because those players deserve all that recognition that they can get. So that was just my comment, so I'll leave you going then.
Great comment. Great idea, Bob. Appreciate it. Hey, see, the listeners always come up with something. I like that. Take a game a year, play them in the old throwback jerseys. I love it. Penn State's the only team in the country. It's funny because at Oregon, which is like Phil Knight's experiment as to what you see every single week from Nike. And then there was Penn State where last year they had the white stripe along the sleeve, and they had the white stripe along the collar. And Penn State took them away. I said, so here's Oregon, a new uniform every game, 13 games. Last year, Oregon played 14 because they played in the Pac-12 championship game, the first ever one. So they had a different uniform every game, different helmet every game. Meanwhile, Penn State goes the opposite. They take stuff off the uniform, get plainer. which they did last year. And now, of course, this change with the light blue ribbon on the front left side and then the nameplates on the back. But Bob had a great idea as Bob was traveling through Millersville there about playing a game in the old style jerseys every year. I think that is a marvelous idea.
What was the idea of the different jersey every game?
What's the idea of it?
Yeah, I mean, was it a marketing thing only?
It's money. It's about money.
I always thought that, but I just thought that was just me being cynical.
It's an important part of the non-state college football culture, Kevin.
I just figured it was me being cynical.
No, it's an important part of the non-state college football culture.
I see. That explains why it didn't make any sense.
Yeah. But that's exactly why they you know, it gives them something to sell every game. And I think that's something that, I mean, all of this stuff, whenever you see changes in uniforms, throwback jerseys, alternate jerseys, that's what it's all about, is selling. So Georgia, for example, played in those uniforms against Boise State. You see Florida State sometimes wear black jerseys. You see the different jersey colors worn by Maryland. You see the different jersey colors worn by Miami. Every once in a while, Notre Dame wears a green jersey. I mean, these are all with the idea of not just a different look, but also marketing, the ability to sell that particular jersey if it is appealing to a fan.
Bucknell does orange jerseys for special games. They look cool.
Right. It looks great. And you see this now in the NFL all the time. I mean, even the Dolphins have worn orange jerseys.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
But you see it all the time now. Throwbacks, alternates. State College has red. That's their alternate jersey. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Lenape Solar Hotline on this Tuesday afternoon.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Well, nameplates on the back of the jersey. Yeah, names for Penn State plus that light blue ribbon. It's been interesting listening to the callers today. We've had a steady stream of them on the Lenape Solar Hotline. And on SteveJonesShow.com, that is our poll question. I think that once we get to the Navy game and you see one game with the home jersey, Ohio University, one game with the white road jersey, Virginia, I'll be interested to see then how fans feel about it. So that's what I find interesting. But the comments today have been intriguing, perceptive, great ideas. We've heard a wide range, and also from a wide range of area. We've heard from Harrisburg, Millersville, Williamsport,
spanning the globe.
Milton. We've been all over the place today. So, I think I found that to be as intriguing and as terrific as anything. So let's get that number at 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You want to jump in and give us your thought, your opinion on it. So it's 1-800-795-9565. That's the number to call. If you'd like to jump in with your opinion, names on the back of the jerseys. It is for Penn State a dramatic change in the uniform. It's a uniform that has featured no stripe in the pants. It is a uniform that over the years has featured at times a white border stripe around the sleeve and a white border stripe around the collar. Then that was taken away last year. It is a uniform that the helmet, as ever since they took the numbers off the side of the helmet, have been white with a blue stripe and the blue face mask. And the blue face mask was added in 1987. They'd been gray face masks until 1987. From 1987 on, they've had the blue face mask on there. But those have been the only subtle changes along the way to the Penn State uniform. And I know some people have commented to me about, look, there's no stripe in the helmet. There's no stripe in the helmet from what watching preseason practice yesterday. I would like to point out to everybody, Penn State has never had stripes on the helmets in preseason camp. They do not add the stripes until the week of the game.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes. So that's why. So if you're looking at the helmet saying, oh, the blue stripe's gone, it's an all-white helmet. In preseason, they're always an all-white helmet. Because you're going to take, you know, you're looking about 29 practices. They're going to take a beating over a period of time. So why bother, since you're not playing a game, to have the stripe on the helmet until it finally gets to game week? And then as the weeks go along, if you need to replace the stripe on it, you do. But since you're not playing a game and every single day you're going out there pound, 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 they just don't put the stripes on until finally game week comes up.
Those stripes aren't easy to get on either.
No, they're not. Obviously, it's a sticker that's put on there, sticker stripe.
And a very adhesive one, too. So yeah. Once you get it on, it doesn't come off real easy.
Right.
If you get it on
off,
wrong.
Yeah, you know, bubbles up in certain spots. So the managers do all that. And the managers on game week finally put the stripes on. So if you're looking at it and saying, oh, no, there's, you know, look at even the helmet. No. Penn State has never put stripes on the helmets in the preseason. Okay, they don't do that. It's not till game week when they put the stripes on the helmets. So that's, again, in case anybody had a question about that. See, we answer all sorts of things here, from issues to football to fashion.
As I've said many times, a very educational program.
Yes. I mean, today has been the fashion segment. This is the fashion part of me coming out.
Oh, boy.
What?
If you start talking about the cleats they're wearing, I'm done.
Jack and I have actually talked about cleats in games when it's rained.
Yeah, but that's different. You were talking about fashion, and I said, if you're going to analyze the cleats they're wearing and the color of them, I'm really going to get worried.
No. Black shoes, always polished. You know what the tradition used to be with Joe's?
No.
A manager would get Joe's shoes, okay? And on a Thursday night, that's when they do this, Thursday night, they polish all the shoes, and they clean up all the helmets. I mean, complete polish head to toe. Whatever manager had Joe's shoes would be assigned to Joe's shoes every single week until they lost, and then they would change the next to another manager.
That's superstition.
Wow. That's tradition. Ironically, the young man who had the last seven assignments with Joe's shoes, because Penn State won their last seven games under Joe. Oh, I know the NCAA says different. Sorry, I lived it. But that was the tradition.
You know, the reason I didn't say anything there is, you know, your mother used to say, if you don't have anything to nice, don't say anything at all. That was one of those moments when you said about the NCAA. That was one of those moments.
All right. Well, but yeah, the manager that took over in week three had Joe's shoes the rest of his career.
I'm sure this is something that many people know, but I don't know that I've ever heard the story. I mean, Joe using the same dress scheme, we'll call it that, with the pants and roll them up in the white socks. Was there something, was that a superstition ritual, or did it just, that's the way he was?
No, he kept coming home from practice and he kept getting the bottoms of his pants dirty. And Sue's like, geez, another pair of pants. Geez, another pair of pants. Geez, another pair of pants. Come on, you're ruining all the pants. So that's when he started rolling them up.
See, that's better than a superstition. That's a better story than that.
That's the reason why. That's why he did it.
I'm sure that was known by some people. I just had never heard the reasoning behind it. I just wondered.
Yeah, that was the reason why. So, you know, he kept coming home for practice and then games, and he's like, you know, geez, another pair of pants, another pair of pants. So he rolled up the cuffs, had the white socks on, the coach's shoes. So that's how it was done. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. Very pleased on the Lenape Solar Hotline to welcome back Dick from Milton. Hello, my friend. It's great to hear from you.
All right, Steve. I really haven't been on the radio listening much today, but when I got on here, I heard you talking about the uniforms, and I just wanted to tell you, and I don't know how many people this is in this poll, but as I'm listening to you, I have the Penn Line Patriot News up, and their poll's running 65 in favor of uniform changes and 34.99 against the uniform changes. So I'm sure it's not going to be I'm sure they do it, but it's not everybody's going to be happy with it. Obviously, it looks about, 2-1, 3-1 or something.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I think that makes sense. As I said in the first hour, I think a lot of people would have assumed that I would have been against it, but I've always been for it because I've always looked at it from a television point of view. You know, not from my point of view as a broadcaster, but from a television point of view, I think it's easier for fans to watch a game when they see a name in the back of a jersey, whether it happens to be Cole Hamels for the Phillies or now it happens to be Akeel Lynch for Penn State. You can at least then identify who that is right away, especially in a sport that has so many duplicate numbers.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I'm used to watching a lot of football games where the players have their names on the back of a jersey. I've always been kind of a traditionalist when it came to Penn State, so I really just like that white jersey, and I've always liked that. And you always knew when they were playing when you turned them on because they were just there. There was nothing special about their uniform, and I've always enjoyed that. But I guess I'll have to get used to a few different wrinkles here. But
you won't see the stripes on the jerseys.
Right,
they're still gone. You'll still see the Nike swoosh in the jersey. Remember when it came out that the swoosh was going to be in the jersey? The hoopla over that.
Yeah.
And guess what? In a short period of time, everybody got used to it.
Well, anyhow,
to the point you didn't notice it.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, as I say, it'll make it easier for you guys in the broadcast booth or somebody up there, obviously.
Well, not for me necessarily, Dick. Number one, I think I have a pretty good handle on the team to begin with.
Right.
So that's not really an issue for me. And you can't really see names from where I am unless I look at a monitor in the booth. I look at a monitor in the booth, then I can see it. See, the television audience really benefits. But for me in the position I'm in, it's really hard for me to see the names. If I'm doing basketball, it's really easy. They're right in front of me.
Plus, there's not as many players.
Right, not as many players. And, you know, it's just, you know, you can see it. But to be honest with you, I usually go into every game with a pretty good handle on who's who. So,
wrestling's real easy because there's only two guys at a time.
Unless they change the lineup on you after weigh-ins, then that's a different story.
Yeah, they've done that anyhow. Yeah, I know.
That's right.
Unless the official gets in the way, obviously. But anyhow, make a long story short, things are looking fairly well. I mean, I expect about what I expected with this team this year as far as numbers-wise. Like, a couple guys have surprised me. What they have is what they have. You play with what you boys play with the guys that are there. That's can't do anything about that, so... I'm hoping Curtis Dukes does well. We'll see what happens. I'm not sure where he's going to be as far as getting playing time. Hopefully he can get more this year. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, he should. He and Belton would be the two guys that would split it right now, Dick. There's no doubt that Dukes is the number two guy and Belton's number one at this point.
Right.
But Belton is, with his size, he's not going to be able to go out and give you 25, 30 carries in a game.
Yeah, he's
Dukes is going to have to give you some carries.
See how durable he is. I mean, obviously, Dukes is a 230-pound or so running back and can punch people when he runs over top of them. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Obviously, they got two or three more weeks to worry about that, or 3 weeks, and then we'll see what happens after that. So, all right. Well, good show again. See ya.
Hey, Dick, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. And when it comes to Penn State, my attitude is the same as Gene Hackman. Gene Hackman in the movie Hoosiers has six guys. Five guys are on the floor, and he said, look, I think you want to win a minimum of five passes before you took a shot. And this one kid just started firing up shots, and he kept making them. Bang, 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 bang. But he wasn't doing what the coach asked him. So he took him out, and he put in somebody else. And then one of the kids fouled out. Now they had four. So in order to get five, he'd have to put the kid back in the game that he was disciplining. And the referee comes over and says, Coach, you only have four out there. And Gene Hackman looked at him. He said, as Norman Dale, my team is on the floor. He says, but coach, you only have four. He says, my team is on the floor. Well, for Penn State, okay, I went to that practice yesterday. I looked at that practice, and I thought to myself, for all these fans, that's going to be your team on the field. That's your team on the field. Simple as that. Now, of course, the announcement of the name plates on the back of the jerseys and a small blue ribbon in the front, a light blue one. That'll be in contrast, obviously, color-wise to the uniform itself. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. We have that on the SteveJonesShow.com poll. So just go there now. You can register your vote as to whether you like the uniform change or not. As Dick pointed out, he said that it was running 65-35 in favor of the yes on the jerseys. I think that once you see a home jersey going to the game with Ohio University, and then see a road jersey, Virginia, and then all of a sudden you come back to Beaver Stadium for Navy, I have a funny feeling you'll be used to it. Remember, again, I go back to years ago when Nike wanted to put the swoosh on the jersey. Can't blame them. They're the ones supplying the jersey. You don't have to pay for the jerseys. They supply jerseys. So you can't blame them for wanting to put their logo on the jersey. Theirs. Well, when they did that, oh, the hue and cry over, look what they're doing, defaming, defacing the uniform. And Penn State for years didn't even put bowl patches on uniforms. They refused. And finally, they knuckled in under that one because we were going to be massively fined for not doing it. So, you know, they started putting bowl patches on there. You know, Joe would hold up the patch. He'd say, you want this thing to, you know, defacing your uniform? No, the players voted no to have the patch. That's what he always used to say. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. One final segment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Homeowners and business owners, listen up. What if you could make an investment in something that will never lose its incredible value? Invest in the most abundant commodity there is, the sunshine. Lenape Solar can show you how an investment in a photovoltaic or solar thermal energy system can pay you back through saving money and energy with a great rate of return. In fact, an investment in solar energy pays it forward to your great-grandchildren and to the planet's future. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for solar energy and energy efficiency solutions. Experts in renewable energy legislation and incentives with professional and certified installers. Take the path towards energy independence by investing in solar energy with Lenape Solar. This is Tanya Diddy, and I invite you to schedule your free energy consultation today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
Coach, need one more. My team's on the floor.
Norman Dale, as played by Gene Hackman in the movie Hoosiers,
did not endear him with the fans at that particular moment in the movie.
No, because he took out the guy that was scoring. And they did not like the five-pass rule. I noticed Jimmy Chitwood was given really a lot of freedom. And they didn't really have to pass five times once Jimmy got in the lineup.
That's mainly because he could hit it from anywhere on the floor. I'm not sure anybody else had that same freedom.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Great basketball movie, though.
Oh, it's a fabulous basketball movie. I can't begin to tell you. It was just a marvelous, and the fact it's true. I mean, that's the key. It's a true story.
I wonder if he really measured the height of the basket in the at the state championship game and said that I think you'll find that's the same dimensions as or this the same numbers as our Jim and Hickory. I just wonder if he did that or if that was a movie added line.
Oh, I don't know.
Because it's a great line. It's a great line.
Well, I did one game in Hinkle Fieldhouse. Penn State played Butler years ago. And I thought it was a marvelous venue. Interesting, though, it's a slightly raised floor. It's an old building. It used to play the Big Ten Women's Basketball Championship in there. So,
what do you mean by a slightly raised floor?
You look at Minnesota, for example.
Okay.
Williams Arena has a definite raised floor. You can fall off the floor.
Oh,
floor, okay. Floor's raised up about 3.5 feet. 3 to 4 feet.
I'll take a look at that. I have to take a look at that now. I've never noticed that. I'll have to look for that now.
Built in 1927, Williams Arena. We call it the Barn. I have now done probably, 20 games in that building. And that raise, for one night I saw Vashawn Leonard not only fall off the floor but fly into a railing. I thought, geez, he plays here every day. He plays here every day. And he still has an issue with it. But Hinkle's probably raised up about 2 feet high, the floor. So if you, quote, go off it, you don't fly off into a bad spot. It's about 2 feet high.
It's not like if you go off the court, you end up in the ocean.
No, but...
like playing on a carrier.
No, but at the same time, I've never liked Williams having a raised floor. Even though there's a wide space, you can still go off the floor. And it's a drop. I never liked that. That's one of the reasons why they redid the Penn State football practice field years ago. And Fran Gander and I were talking yesterday with the director of football operations, Darryl Wong, about this. About the drop on the practice field there used to be between the end of the practice field and the what was then the AstroTurf field. Well, then years ago they went through and they graded the entire field out, leveled it so that the field turf field, it's field turf now, was level with the grass practice field. Because before then there had been a drop, like Duffy's Cliff. So,
not to be confused with the Cliffs of Dover.
No, and I saw a picture the other day. They showed the Cliffs of Dover. I was very very impressed. Very nice. The Cliffs of Dover. I wonder if the Chunnel's been getting a lot of traffic. But it looks like enthusiasm-wise that they are getting great crowds at every venue now. Great crowds at gymnastics. Great crowds at volleyball. Great crowds at basketball. Great crowds at the track. Great crowd at Wimbledon the other day. Well, it looks like, you know, attendance-wise, after the first week where people had some questions, there are no questions this week. I mean, it looks like every venue is packed.
Well, I'm watching beach volleyball at Horse Guards Parade, and it is really raining steadily and heavily, and that place is still jam-packed to the rafters.
Which, you know, I mean, it shows the enthusiasm for it, how people really embraced it and so forth. And it'll be like that in Rio de Janeiro. In Rio de Janeiro, you know, NBC packaging things for primetime, they have to keep doing that no matter what because people were working during the day. But again, I would like to see NBC show, for example, when Phelps swam, show it live.
Right.
Well, what the heck hurts showing it live? What does that hurt? What does that hurt?
I plan on being in Rio for the Olympics, so I won't have to worry about it.
But I mean, embargo it. But again, if you're NBC, have an agreement where it's embargoed until midnight. Where you can only, other networks can only show pictures. They paid enough money, they should have that right. So you're going to go to Rio, huh?
I go to Rio.
What would it take for all of us at WKOK to fund-wise to get you there tomorrow?
I'm all for that, too.
We'll talk to you tomorrow with Kevin here on WKOK.